The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. A great victory was worked this week in Kentucky State Capitol. Religious liberty was restored. Last October, the Kentucky Supreme Court had removed the compelling interest test for government interference of religious activity, which, in effect, nullified the protection of religious liberty in the Kentucky Constitution. House Bill 279 was designed to restore that liberty. After passing both houses by 80% margins, Governor Steve Beshear, under pressure from homosexual groups, pressure which was reported he asked them to give him, vetoed the bill. But last night, Tuesday the 26th, with only 3.5 hours left in the session, it was brought to the House floor for a vote and was passed by over 80% of the members voting for it. It then went to the Senate, who quickly passed it again and thus restored Kentucky's Constitution to being the highest law in this state once again. Several lessons are to be drawn from these events. First, we can learn from this that what is in the heart will eventually come out in the open for all to see. Governor Steve Beshear has always played up to the Christian community in Kentucky, while his actions in government have been anything but Christian. Observe. While telling Kentuckians in his campaigns for office that his daddy and granddaddy were preachers, it was Steve Beshear who, as Attorney General in 1980, ordered the taking down of the Ten Commandments from Kentucky school walls. The main thrust of this 5-year tenure as governor has been to try to bring casino gambling to Kentucky. And then last week, he tops all by vetoing a bill to restore the very foundation of the proclamation of the gospel of Christ, that is, religious liberty. With that act, he struck at the very heart of all our liberties, for all liberties flow from the concept in the Bible that God created all men and gave to mankind certain unalienable rights. You can't hide what you really are forever. Jesus told us it would come out eventually. He said, "For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hidden that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which you have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops." Others in the house were exposed as enemies of the light of the gospel also. Marzan, a left-wing lady closely associated with the University of Louisville, first said in the debate on the pension plan she was always against spending the people's money. But then, when it became obvious the liberals would lose the debate on the religious liberty bill, she angrily stated she was an ACLU lawyer and they would be glad to take the state's money, as she slammed down her microphone against her desk. I wonder how much those microphones cost the taxpayer. The homosexuals had been shouting, "This Religious Liberty Restoration Act was aimed at taking away their, quote, rights." Kent Ostrander, director of the Family Foundation, one of the key players in its passage, stated the bill, quote, was not a sword, but a shield. It wasn't designed to take away anyone's true rights. It was designed to protect the most fundamental right of all. The right to know the God who can tell us why He made us and thus what is His purpose for us. But you know, it could be, if you're an aggressor attacking the shield, it could feel like a sword to you. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Also, you can learn about our Children's Heritage Days, in which we help to lay a foundation in children that help them understand the hand of God in history. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.